Listen up, Sydney. Mick Molloy is back on Triple M. So buckle up. This is going to be one hell of a ride. Mick and MG in the morning.
Hello, Sydney, and a big Thursday today. Hello, MG. Hello, Kat.
Hello, Mickey. Fantastic.
We left the show on a bad note yesterday. I think we were talking about Natasha Belling in a bathtub. And MG, checking into hotels around the Penrith area under a false name, which he then gave out. Yeah. We never got to you, Kat. What do you do when it comes to... We were talking about romance and keeping the fire alive, and we never got to you.
No, I probably need to be in a relationship long enough to actually have the romantic spark. But I've realised what I don't do. I used to go on romantic surfing dates with people because on the apps you match with people that have like-minded interests. And so I would go on a surfing date, probably on the second date, and then I realised putting on a wetsuit is the most unattractive thing you can do in front of someone. So the dates very rarely continue to a third. So I've learnt what not to do in the romance sector is putting on a wetsuit.
All right. Well, we'll get to the bottom of that now. It's a big day in the football world.
Oh, yeah.
In NRL, what are we looking at tonight, big fella?
Tonight, blockbuster at Four Pines, Manly hosting Parramatta. Parramatta. Obviously, last year's grand finalists have started the season 0-2. We'll talk more about this game later in the show. But you're flying back to Melbourne today as well.
My boys, the Tigers, go over the top against Carlton in a sold out, packed MCG. It'll be over 90,000. Here's the big news though, and the one that people are talking about: has the ground recovered from the Ed Sheeran concert? So this was a week ago. And there's real issues because it's sold out for Carlton, Richmond, and then the next night I think is Geelong, Collingwood. Also both are sold out. And as of 2 days ago, the surface was shite. And they are working around the clock. And, you know, slipping surfaces, this could come back to bite the AFL, I reckon. If there's any sign of danger to any of these players, they will be in a world of pain. And I'll go and find that little ringer. Right? I will hunt him down I will kick his backside for ruining what should be a great opening day of the season. Tick-tock,
tick-tock. Checking the latest online. It's Mick Talk.
I have been up all night going through all the platforms, finding what people are talking about, and this came across my desk. A flight attendant has revealed the truth of what... I love it when flight attendants fess up and give you the inside word on what's going on, what the cabin crew are thinking. But she's told us what happens when a passenger dies on a flight.
Cabin crew can't legally declare someone dead, so if the captain decides to not divert the plane, the body will remain on the aircraft until they have reached their final destination. If there is space, the body may be moved to an empty row of seats or to a different galley or cabin. But if the flight is full, the passenger will stay in their original seats until they've reached their destination.
Wow.
What?
There it is. Now, I've heard this before, that they do actually just strap them in, put the seatbelt on them, and hold them in their vertical position because that's the easiest way to deal with them so they're not interfering with other passengers.
Oh, my God.
How do you imagine that on a long-haul flight?
No,
and you're just sitting next to a dead guy.
You know what it would be good for? You know what it would be good for, bud? You could say, when the food comes around and the drinks come around, you can say, look, my mate's asleep. Just leave the meal for him so you get two meals.
And I'd use all his elbow space. I'd use his elbow space. Get your elbow off. I'd be using his oxygen mask. He'll have another beer. This guy wants another beer.
Another six.
He's fine. I'd take him to the toilets Weekend at Bernie's style. I don't know. What would you do? So... what if a pilot dies?
There's the other one. Like Naked Gun.
The Naked Gun. I don't understand. So they can move him. They can prop them up on the toilet, I believe. That's another option. But
if the flight's
you've
full,
got to be able to, you've got to be able to move them. You can't be... Let's look at a scenario that we've just left and we're going to England on a long haul and this guy's unfortunately passed away. He had a heart attack on takeoff. So you got to say to me, for the next, until we get to Singapore or wherever we're going, the first stop for 11 hours, I've got to sit next to a dead guy? That's a bit creepy.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Or maybe not. You can have some fun with him.
I tell you what, that bloke won't be doing the Jetstar jump out the front of the plane.